The basic biology of kidney cancer has really been extraordinary over the last 10 years, in large part because kidney cancer offers us a window into the genetic abnormality associated with its development. There is a syndrome called von Hippel-Lindau syndrome. This is a syndrome that is familial. It's passed down through parents, and it produces 100% of the time tumors, some of which are clear cell carcinoma of the kidney. This syndrome is associated with a very clear genetic abnormality, which is the loss of the short arm of the three chromosome, so-called 3p deletion. That sounds like a very complicated issue, but it turns out that we now know that the results of a 3p deletion or a VHL mutation results in a cascade of events, the result of which is, in part, uncontrolled angiogenesis. And in fact, it's that uncontrolled angiogenesis which has led to many of the molecules that are currently in the clinic and will be in the clinic very quickly for physicians across the world to use, because it's been understanding that biology that has enabled us to link therapeutic interventions.
And when you say uncontrolled angiogenesis, do we know specifically what the defect is?
Yes. So what happens is that the VHL mutation upregulates something called HIF, H-I-F, which stands for hypoxia-inducible factor. Hypoxia-inducible factor then results in the upregulation of target genes. Those target genes include glucose genes, angiogenesis genes, pH and metabolism genes, genes that control cancer cell growth. And they do that through a series of mechanisms. When most of us were in medical school, we learned that the bloodiest tumor, both for the urologist and the medical oncologist, is often considered to be kidney cancer. And the reason for that is because of uncontrolled angiogenesis. And it's that uncontrolled angiogenesis that produces the blood vessels both inside the tumor and inside the tumor stroma that really drives the growth of the cancer, producing local regional spread as well as distant spread. What that's allowed us to do now is to say, well, if angiogenesis is one of the pathways that controls kidney cancer, maybe there are other pathways as well. And what many of us have done, myself when I was at UCLA, Bob Motzer at Sloan Kettering in New York, Ron Bukowski at the Cleveland Clinic, Bernard Escoutier in Paris, has allowed us to really develop paradigms for the identification of risk associated with clinical presentation. And what most of us oncologists are used to is the classic TNM staging system, which stands for T for the size of the tumor, N for whether or not lymph nodes are present, and M for metastases.